Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 205 for May 17th, 2009. The music in this podcast is provided by the Tununana Da Band. With promises and memories left in stone. And the artist is Tarvan Maki, and the song you're listening to is Makina. And the music is being played with permission from the artist, and you can find the album at www.cdbaby.com. You can feel the shadows. I'll also have a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Well, welcome everybody to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. Hey, I'm glad to have you on board. And I hope you're all doing well this week. And we have a great guest coming up. And we're going to talk about a particular property in Hawaii. And I think you'll be proud and happy to send your guests to this property. Because when they go there, they're going to return. And they're going to make referrals for you because this is such a great place. I know Laureen fell in love with it when she was there. And, you know, basically she said that, you know, I've got to get somebody on the show from this property. It's so great, and we can talk about it. And that's exactly what's happening today in this show. So, and I know Memorial Day is really creeping up here on me. I didn't realize it was coming so fast. Last week I was away. Not really away, but I was at a conference and wasn't paying too much attention to the calendar. And all of a sudden I look, and, you know, it seems like Memorial Day is earlier this year. And I think it is. It's coming a little bit earlier. And my gosh, I'm thinking, you know what, I really wanted to take some time off around Memorial Day to do some catch-up here on work around the house and whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, those days off are going to have to be this upcoming week because the Memorial weekend is coming up. So anyhow, I'm going to have to look at arranging my schedule here on short notice. I hope you weren't in the same boat that I was with that. And I hope you all get to have some time off over Memorial Day and really enjoy yourselves and get out and travel. So, anyhow, this is the Home Base Travel Agent Show, and we're here for travel professionals, people of the travel trade business, and that's what we're all about. We talk about travel, we talk about suppliers, we talk about particular destinations. We do a lot of educating, too. We talk about educational opportunities, fam trips coming up, just about anything that you'd want to hear coming out of the travel trade business that we can squeeze into a show of about a half hour to 45 minutes long. And we're weekly. We've done this for 205 weeks, 205 shows, beginning back in February of 2005. And all the shows are out there available for you to listen to free of charge, and the archives are at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net, and you can pick up all the past shows there on the website. And with that, I want to get into our only paid sponsor of the show. And you know, more and more flights are delayed during business trips. You know, you can be late for meetings, and you can get behind on work, and you can lose business. And if you have to travel for business, you know, I've got great news. There's an easier, more affordable way to do this. You can use GoToMeeting. It's the award-winning service that lets you hold meetings over the internet with people in multiple locations. Just log on to GoToMeeting.com and start meetings with a click. And instantly, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's like meeting in person, but less expensive and less time-consuming. Now, you can meet from your office, from your home, your hotel room, anytime, anywhere. Plus, you can hold as many meetings as you want for one flat rate. So try GoToMeeting today for free, and that's a 30-day free trial. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/podcasts. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcasts. Do more and travel less with GoToMeeting. Okay, we'll get into the co-hosted segment here shortly, but I want to mention at the end of the co-hosted segment, I've got a couple of news items, and then we'll close the show for today. And with that, what I want to do is move on right on into the co-hosted segment of the podcast, and I hope you enjoy it, and here we go. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is the co-hosted segment of the show, and we're back once again this week with Laureen Romero. Laureen is still at home. She hasn't traveled in a week or two, so, boy, she must be getting pretty boring there at home, Laureen.
Hi, Barry. Yeah, it's nice. Summer is starting to kick in. I know it's mid-May, but the weather is predicting 93 degrees on Sunday. Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. And yeah. You know, that's an appropriate temperature for our guest, as I understand.
Exactly. It's why I mention it, because, you know, that's the weather when she's home is what she's kind of used to. And actually, when Gail and I were on Maui, it was beautiful, kind of mid-80s, so... thing about Hawaii is that state has a lot of rain, but beautiful weather when it's not raining. And I would like to introduce our guest, and how we met originally is last year I was on a go-go vacation Hawaiian training on Maui, and she was one of the exhibitors that was there. Megan works for Westin Villas, which is in Kaanapali. It's a beautiful resort. And she was kind enough, I know that she did this on purpose, but she pulled Gail's card and we were able to be, I know she did that on purpose, it was totally
fun. I did.
And we just got back from there 2 weeks ago, and it was a wonderful experience. It's a wonderful resort, to the fact that I wanted to be able to have her come on the show and talk about the specific resort, because I wanted to share it with our listeners. As opposed to kind of being an overall view of what the state is like in the particular island, but to focus on this one resort, because it was so nice. And I know so many agents can't go out and see and experience all the wonderful places that are over on Maui, that I know Megan can do a great job with this. Megan Silva is the sales manager for the Westin Villas in Kaanapali on Maui. And Megan, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Well, thanks so much. Thanks, Lorraine. Thanks so much, Barry, for this opportunity. And moreover, mahalo for taking the time to come out on your personal vacation and experience our resort. It was a delight having you with us.
It's great. But tell the listeners what you can about the place, because I know you live and breathe that place, which is a gift. And I'd like to share it with everybody.
Sure. Well, the Westin Kaanapali Ocean Resort Villas is really one of Maui's newest additions. It is set along the beautiful sun-drenched North Kaanapali Beach. And what's great about us is that we're very unique in our market, as we're one of the few resorts on Maui that offer that unique blend of condo living with the plush comfort and conveniences of home, as well as full services from lagoon-style pools, restaurants on property, and other amenities that you would expect. For our units, we have a gorgeous studio, one-bedroom, and two-bedroom units. And these are adorned in refreshing plantation-style decor. They feature fully furnished kitchens and kitchenettes in our studios. We are a Westin, so of course it has the signature heavenly bed and heavenly bath. Each room has a sunken jacuzzi-style tub and a pull-out sofa bed. And we also have an in-room washer-dryer, and we offer daily housekeeping services. One of the other things I wanted to talk about is the benefits of having a villa on your vacation. Really, you can enjoy, you know, the freedom of having meals in your room. You don't need to go out for breakfast or lunch every single day, which can save money and also vacation time. We do have just put into play a grocery service where guests can go to our website at www.westinkaanapali.com, and they can download a grocery list. And they can mark off all the items that they want, whether it's Cocoa Puffs or milk or strawberries, bananas. And for a nominal fee of $10, we'll send our bellman to go to the local grocery store. They'll pick up all of the groceries and then stock the cupboards in the fridge prior to the guest arrival. And the guests will be charged a nominal fee of that $10 plus whatever the cost of groceries would be. So that's a great service that we do have to offer. And then for amazing on-property amenities, we operate like any other full-service resort. We have lagoon-style pools. We also have a really great Westin Kids Club located right on property. We have a 1,000-square-foot heavenly spa with 13 treatment rooms. Guests can obtain their optimal fitness at any one of our Westin workout facilities on property. And we also have three restaurants, Pulehu, Pailolo, and the Ocean Pool Bar and Grill. and two fresh deli markets. So they can go to any of the deli markets, they can pick up any marinated meats and chickens, and we actually have located on the oceanfront side of our property stainless steel barbecue gas grills where they can go and have a beautiful sunset, family barbecue right there on the beach, and you can't get much better than that.
That, you know, and I want to point out that that was one of the great benefits of being there is they had these very nice barbecue grills. One side you're near the pool, the other side you're looking over on the ocean. You're right, it doesn't get much better than that. You're barbecuing a little chicken, a little bit of fish, and you're right there in the midst of it all. And it was just a really nice benefit. In fact, you know, you mentioned the store. I'd forgotten to get tomatoes at the store. Went right down there, and they actually had some fresh produce right there, and I went down, beep off, gave my money, came right back into my room in about 5 minutes, and I was just shocked to be able to see that you could actually buy produce there on the facility. I thought that was really cool, and I wanted to just point that out because people are used to being able to go to a general store and buying chips and wine and all things that can be, you know, a long shelf life. But the fact that you could actually buy some fruit and vegetables there, and I bought a potato, too. So exciting. I got a potato there, too.
Yeah, they've done a really great job, and they've really listened to the voice of the customer and what they've needed. And so we have a great director of food and beverage, and she's always on top of. We have in-villa room service, really great items in the markets. And we also have a director of fun on property, and her job is solely just to plan fun activities for our guests and children all day long. So there's always something exciting going on property.
You also have great workout rooms. We went and tried those. We worked out in both of them. Were there more than two? I thought we used two.
There's two. We're a 1,021-room resort, so we have two phases. And we have a Western workout fitness room in each phase.
And they were well-equipped, lots of different variety of equipment, which was really nice. And it was all new and modern, and it had TV sets on them, you know, the treadmill in case you needed to do that. And it was well stocked. It was very clean. The resort itself was very clean. And one of the things I loved about the resort is right there was the ocean.
Yeah. And, you know, to be honest, that is my favorite beach in all of Maui. It's what locals call as Airport Beach. And it is just beautiful, sandy bottoms, and then if you swim out about 20 feet or so, it's one of the last live coral reefs in all of Maui, so it's excellent for snorkeling. And during whale season from November through March, it is like whale soup out there. I mean, whales are just jumping and showing off their tail because that's where they go in that protected bay to have their babies. So, I mean, it's just a magical sight to see.
Yeah. Yeah, it was gorgeous. I'm sorry, Mr. Barry. You know, Gail and I would have been happy to put you in our suitcase and bring you along with us.
I think I would have been over your weight limit.
So tell us, Megan, how does Weston work primarily with travel agents? Do you work through tour operators? Do you have any specials that are going on at your resort that our listeners should, you know, kind of keep an eye out for their clients?
Absolutely. We have a lot of great specials out there, and we do have all of these great specials loaded with our travel partners. So we do encourage our travel agents to contact their preferred partner to book. One of the great things that I like to stress is that we don't carry any hidden fees. So we don't have any resort charges. There's no parking fees. There's no internet fees. Access to the Weston workout room, no fees. It's all complimentary, and it's built inside the rate. So self-parking is complimentary. Wireless internet throughout the resort, that's complimentary, as well as the connection inside the room. And then, of course, free access to our Weston workout facilities. For our specials, the best special that we have out there right now, it's called our Sensational Savings Third Night Free promotion. And this is where your guests would receive each third night free. So if you book six nights, you'll get two nights free, daily breakfast for two, and an automatic double upgrade. So what this means for us is that if you book them into a studio, we will automatically upgrade them to a 960-square-foot one-bedroom villa. At that same rate, give them each third night free and daily breakfast. So, I mean, it's just basically putting them into a beautiful junior suite for the price of a studio villa. And that is loaded with all of our travel partners. We also have our great endless escape rates available, which are fabulous nightly rates. And we do a special for all travel agents, and this goes for all of our Starwood Hawaii properties, where we offer a booking bonus. So if you book any guests with us at any of our 11 Starwood properties, you can go to www.starwoodhawaii.com/agents, fill out your information, your client's information. Our hotels will send your guest a welcome amenity from you upon arrival, and then you can either earn, as a travel agent, $15 per night or 1,500 Starwood guest points per night that you book. And I love to tell this story. A friend of mine told this story, but she was an agent who had booked all of our resorts, and she collected the points. And because our Starwood Preferred guest points do not carry any blackout dates, she was able to book a seven-night stay in Maui at one of our resorts with airfare, because you can trade the Starwood Preferred guest points into flights at sbgflights.com. So she booked an entire vacation over Christmas dates with air and room included, all because she supported Starwood Resorts in Hawaii.
Nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was. I was a little jealous.
And you mentioned some of the no hidden fee part. That is one of the things that really stood out to me. I brought home some material. Your assistant was kind enough to be able to give me some information so I could share with my clients. And I really just, that's what really stood out to me, is that there were no hidden costs. And, you know, I mean, bless the competitor, but it drives me absolutely crazy when I have a client come back and go, I got a $40 a day resort fee. I had to pay for parking. It was X amount for the internet, and that's one of the things that I really liked, is there was underground parking. In fact, we were able to park under our building about 4 feet from the elevator, and we were the next room two doors up from the elevator, which is great. I mean, oh, I left something in the car. I'll be back in 2 minutes, and I just right back. The car was cool because it was underground as opposed to being outside where it was hot. There was, as you said, connection in the room by the pool. She made sure to let me know ahead of time, oh, by the way, if you really do need to work, just bring your laptop out by the pool. There's internet connection.
There's nothing like having your office beachfront, right?
That's right. That's right. What are you doing now? Working on my tan. Oh. But one of the things that Gail and I really liked, and this is one of those, we were on vacation, we were taking our time, we used your free shuttle down to Lahaina.
Great.
We used it almost every day we were there. It was great. We're like, hey, we're not in a hurry. We don't need to go hurry up and park and pay for parking and look for parking on the street. Just took the shuttle. It took us to a whole bunch of places, dropped us off downtown, dropped us off at a mall. So that is also another plus for being able to stay at your resort, is that time, take the shuttle back and forth. There's no charge for it.
Absolutely. Since we've placed that shuttle service, it's been a huge hit with all of our guests. And it actually has two routes. One of the route goes into central Kaanapali, so it stops at our sister resort, the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, and then also over to the Westin Maui Resort and Spa right next to Whalers Village. And that's a continuous route that runs every 15 minutes. And it starts at 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. at night. The second route runs every hour on the hour, and it goes between the three Starwood properties, and then it goes into Lahaina at three different stops. And one of the last pickups is at 10:45 p.m., and I love it. I mean, when I jump on it, it's full. At 10 o'clock at night, it's definitely full with lots of guests, and you're right, the convenience of it, it can just get you right in and right out. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about, you know, maybe going out and having a glass of wine or two and then driving back. It's definitely been a huge hit for all of our guests.
It was one of those things where we actually thought something out as opposed to acting on impulse. So we thought it out. We made a sunset reservation at Chemos, which is on the water, and we took the shuttle down, got there in time, took like the 7:30 shuttle back, which was nice. It wasn't crowded. But again, like you're saying, you can have a beverage and not have to worry about parking, driving under the influence, anything like that. It's definitely something I want to just kind of shout out for people to let their clients know, because it was a real perk in my eyes.
Great. And it works really well, too, for those that are between the ages of 18 and 25 that may not have a rental car. They can utilize it and they can go out and enjoy Lahaina. And then all the guests will need to do, they need to be a guest of either the Westin Maui Resort and Spa, the Sheraton Maui Resort and Spa, or our resort, the Westin Kaanapali Ocean Resort Villas, and they can show their key card and then they can travel on the shuttle. Complimentary.
To give a real-life experience of being at your facility, the rooms are absolutely beautiful. Housekeeping, they came in every day, which I was surprised by. I didn't expect them to come in every day. They restocked everything, the little dads, you know, the shower, shampoo. I got to tell you, your shower and shampoo and hand lotion, I have like 4 bottles of it because I kept sticking it in my bag and using the same one, and they kept replenishing. I can tell you, that's good.
That's great. That's fantastic.
So, you know, it's just a really nice facility. It's very comfortable. The rooms are really good size. And then I had also seen, you know, one of the studio rooms attached to one of the larger rooms. And it's just a good fit. It has a good feel. The level there is very nice. It's comfortable. Everything is clean. Everything is, you know, in really good shape. So you guys have taken a really good care of that facility.
Yeah, and it's one of the things, thanks so much. And it is a beautiful property, and I'm very lucky to be able to represent such a gorgeous property. One of the things that we do pride ourselves is being consistent. So all of our rooms look exactly the same, and they look exactly the same than the next one. So it gives those that are booking the resort confidence in the room type that they're booking. I know a lot of times condo-style properties, there's a lot of different owners, so there's a lot of different type of decor. You never kind of know what you're going to get. But here, we have one consistent product, which has fared very well with travel agents. They've really enjoyed knowing what they're booking their clients into. And then in regards to the amenity tray, it's great because there's a washer and dryer in the room. So talk about baggage fees and how they're going up these days. I mean, it's great that you have a little Tide and a little Bounce, and you can just bring a little less in your suitcase because halfway through your vacation, you can wash and go, or you can wash right before you get home, and then you don't even have to worry about your laundry when you get home. So there's definitely some great benefits, and it even comes with a little palm olive and a sponge. So everything that you need to kind of get started for your vacation is there for you in the unit.
Absolutely. And one of the things that actually Megan and I talked about briefly before we hit the record button was that what we really appreciated is that we know that it has a component of a timeshare and the leisure travel. That would be us. That would be our area because we're travel agents. Never once did anybody approach me about buying into a timeshare, which I really think was wonderful that they didn't do that, because as travel agents, we want to book our clients in different places, not have our clients tell us later, thanks, it was a great facility, went to a presentation, thank you so much, I don't need your services anymore because now we have a timeshare. So,
yeah. Yeah, and you know, that's something that we're continually fighting the stigma on of being a vacation ownership property. We were built back in 2003, and we actively went out in the leisure market end of 2006, really early 2007. And our inventory is mostly sold out, and we do not solicit leisure guests. We actually have a team that sends out and they market to their own clientele. But yeah, no guests will ever be solicited when they come into the resort to sit down for a presentation, and not at all. We have, we've got great room product, and because many of the owners trade in and go to any of their own, to the other 900 resorts worldwide. We're left with these great units, and so we've now decided to place it out into the leisure market and have guests be able to take advantage of this great property.
Okay, Barry, you always have some insightful questions.
Well, you know, I was hearing about the bus taking you around, and that's a great value. But my question is, what do people do when they go? Where do they go, if I can get it out here? Where do they go when they take the bus? What kind of activities are there around the resort?
Yeah, well, Lahaina itself is a wonderful historic whaling town, and it's just very quaint. And it has a lot of great restaurants, oceanfront. It has a lot of phenomenal art galleries located right there on the strip. And it's just really neat to get down there and get out and maybe go and have lunch at Cheeseburger in Paradise or go to Celebrities Art Gallery, just be in Lahaina, go to the old Lahaina Luau. Or actually, there's even a grocery store. So they can take the shuttle down to a grocery store, pick up their groceries for a week, and take the shuttle back. For the shuttle that goes into Lahaina, they can go and visit our friends down at the Sheraton Maui Resort. They just opened up a brand new spa, Black Rock. And they also have the signature cliff diving ceremony there. Or they could go over to the Westin Maui Resort and Spa. And right next to the Westin Maui, there's 50 stores and 3 restaurants, a lot of action happening down there. Or they can go and dine at Tropica, which is in the Westin Maui Resort and Spa, one of the best restaurants I have ever dined at. And you can't beat it. It's right there on the ocean. Absolutely phenomenal cuisine. And then the Westin Maui also has a beautiful heavenly spa and different treatment rooms, and they feature Lomi Lomi massage, a lot of great things happening over there.
Great.
One of the places that the bus drops off also, you know, just in case you're trying to get caught up on your Hawaiian shirt collection, Barry, is right in front of Hilo Hattie. So that's one of the places that's one of the stops, which is nice because once you get dropped off there, you can either go into that store, which is very large and has a whole bunch of stuff, but it is literally a block from the main walk on front for Lahaina, and she's absolutely right. It has the banyan tree. It has all these historic areas. It's got a great park to go to. It's got just a walkway. It's along the water. It is a real good perk of being at their facility. It's not to have to worry about it and just have a shuttle, which makes it really nice. And it kind of forces you to slow down. It's nothing like being on vacation. You have to drive down to Lahaina, and then you have to start looking for parking, which is a pain because almost all of it in that area are paid parking lots that you need to go into. And this just makes it slow down a little bit. You're forced to enjoy your vacation. You're forced to be able to slow down. What our clients need. They need to be able to just chill. Most of our clients are really hardworking and are going there just to relax, so this is definitely a wonderful perk. So, Megan, thank you again. Is there anything else that we forgot to bring up that you want to make sure to let our listeners know? And just to let you guys know, this is Megan's Virgin Voyage. This is her first podcast, and we're very honored to have her on the show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for this great opportunity. I guess the last thing I'd like to say is that if anybody wants to take a look at the our property, the Westin Kaanapali Ocean Resort Villas, feel free to visit our website at www.westinkaanapali, and that's KAANAPALI.com. And there's an area on the webpage where you can click on 360-degree views, where you can view what the inside, you can take virtual tours of our property. So you can see inside the rooms, you can see amongst the resort. There's little cameras that will take you around on a little virtual journey.
Great.
But other than that, thanks so much, you guys, for this great opportunity.
Thank you very much. And we appreciate you being on the show. And Barry, if any of our listeners would like to reach you, what's a good email address for you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Laureen, how do they get a hold of you?
My email address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled S-H-A-R-P-T-O-N-G-U-E-D GUEV@MAC.com.
Well, very good. Thank you very much, Megan.
Great. Mahalo to you.
Thank you. And we'll be in touch again. And I know at some point I'll be back at your facility. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Great. We look forward to having you.
Well, thank you, Lorraine, and thank you, Megan. Great job. And, you know, I can't wait to get out to Hawaii and visit the Westin Villas Resort. It sounds like a great place, and I am really looking forward to getting there at some point in time. You know, maybe this winter. We'll see what happens. But got to get away. You know, we got to get away from this Michigan climate in the wintertime. So that's a great place to perhaps get to. Well, I have a couple of news stories coming up here. And the first news story is that Disney is offering a new attraction. And that new attraction is called the Great Piggy Bank Adventure. And what this does, it's part of Epcot Center. And what this does, it's designed to teach kids how to save. And this is an article in the USA Today travel section. And it's from this past Friday. I believe it's the 15th. This article comes to us from. And I'll have a link to it in the show notes. But, you know, if you're interested in having your kids learn a little bit more about being financially responsible, this is the place to take them when you're at Disneyland at the Epcot Center. And there's also an online version of this. So check out the article and take the link to the online version to see what it's all about. Okay, this next article comes from the Los Angeles Times business section. And Carnival Cruise Lines is going to resume visits to Mexico next month. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has lifted the ban on travel to Mexico, and they don't see the swine flu disease as being that much of a problem anymore. So the Carnival Cruise Lines are going to be making their ports of call back in Mexico once again, and I'm sure that's good news to the cruise companies and good news for people that are on cruises too. And this, once again, is an article from the Los Angeles Times business section. I'll have a link to it in the show notes. Check it out. And this comes to us from the Star Tribune, Minneapolis-St. Paul newspaper. The article's about fewer people will fly, but fares won't fall. And there are fewer people flying, but what's happening is that the airlines are reducing their capacity. They're taking older planes out of their inventory, and they're reducing their capacity, which is keeping the cost of flying up, and you won't find that many empty seats when you do fly. You know, sometimes it's nice to have those empty seats next to you so that you have more room to spread out. I know I enjoy that, but hey, don't expect it because the airlines are cutting back on their inventory of airplanes that they're using, so check out the article, Star Tribune. Be a link in the show notes. And this article comes to us from the date of May 15th, 2009. Well, that's the news. And we'll put a wrap to the show here today. And we'll be back next week with another guest. Stay tuned for that. I think you'll enjoy the next week's guest as well. And I hope all of you that are preparing to travel for the Memorial Weekend have a good time, have good places to go planned, and stay safe, everybody. Stay healthy. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
The seek many years gave mana to McKenna, all high above the hill. The people of this nation were here from long ago, with promises and memories left in stone. Kalano makina iki kaila iloha, ame ka ululu kana. Mahalo ho ike akua, ho iau ikanani o makina. You can feel the shadows watching along the way, presence known to all. Makina pumehana, heartfelt each day, kanaka hana of yesterday. Kalano makina iki kaila iloa, ame ka ululu kana. Mahalo ho ike aku, makina. machina. You can feel the shadows watching along the way. Presence known to all. Machina pume hana, heart felt each day. Kanaka hana of yesterday. Kalono makine kikailailo. Kaululu kana mahalo ho ike akua o ia wikana ni o makina kalono makina iki kaila iloa ame kaululu kana mahalo ho ike akua. Oh, yeah, we can't deny your machina.